Bro, ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way, bro.
What the fuck? You said somebody's gonna get knocked out.
Oh, I think it's just my lady's dress. I'm lying on the camera cut. Oh, shit.
Ashley couldn't be here because she got a hot dog business, bro. She's selling hot dogs now, so she got a few spots.
She can get that to take off.
She's selling hot dogs. Ash Glizzy. I told her to name the shit Ash Glizzy's.
Ash Glizzy's.
But now she named it El Güero.
The main thing is the social media. If you get off with a TikTok and the Glizzy account, it'll be crazy.
But it'd be dope if she made it like Ash's Glizzy's. Or the flying sausage or some shit.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit like that.
You could, like, really brand it real crazy.
Mm. Road Dogs in this hole, you know what I'm saying? We got John Doe in this bitch. John Doe-cito. Got motherfucking Tilo over there taking a shit or a piss. Not sure. Maybe both, you know. Sometimes you gotta take a shit and a piss at the same time. It happens. Happens 80% of the time.
Better get it out now than.
Better get it out now than tomorrow. You know, my dad couldn't shit for like a week. He had to go to the fucking doctor, and they fucking put something in his butt and got all the shit out.
Like a tube.
I don't know what the fuck. He said they put, like, water or some shit in there.
Jeez.
Or something. And then everything just...
Man. I mean...
He said, I ain't never seen...
It's the modern diet.
I ain't never seen this much shit in my life. Man. He said...
You gotta get that CMOS, that bladder rack.
You have to get that CMOS, Salsa's Kitchen.
All the organic
CMOS, Irish CMOS. And you're gonna fucking cleanse your body. You're gonna be healthy as fuck.
You avoid all the tubes.
Yes.
All the people probing you with that. It's not good for your body. Just hit the C-mark. Better ways. There's better ways out there, guys.
Hey, Sean,
they're in Sosa's kitchen. He got the recipe.
Got the motherfucking recipe. We on, bro. We on. We got him.
Oh, shit.
We got him. That was an entrance, dog.
Nah,
that was an entrance, bro.
Was it?
That was like a WWE wrestling entrance right there, dog.
Damn.
The way you just did that shit. This is your new theme song right here. MF Doom, that's your new theme song.
Man, I'm about to check it out.
Are these working? Are these working?
It's good enough. That's all
no,
I need it for.
So no beer, right?
No.
You're watching out for your... For your carbs.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not drinking your calories.
Nah, because once, you know what I mean? I'm trying to cut everything down before your boy signed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to look like a rock star.
Hey, yeah, you got to look good. Hell especially yeah, the shit bro. I be doing, you know what I mean? Hell you got to get in shape for that shit, so.
Hell yeah, dog.
Nobody gets me like this on the show.
How?
So, you know what I mean?
For real?
Smoking on a joint, yeah.
That's because they're not Road Dogs, bro.
Yeah.
You're home now.
Yeah. Let the boys know. Let them know.
Hell yeah, bro. So what are you doing for that? What are you doing for like the whole rock star look?
Nothing really.
You been working out and shit?
Yeah. I've been slacking. I ain't gonna care. I've been slacking, but you know what I mean. And,
but you're trying to make healthier choices and shit.
Hell yeah, got to.
Hell yeah,
got to in this life. You know, and honestly, you have to be long lasting in this life.
For sure.
You know, people don't really understand that shit, but we do.
Yeah, we don't want to go out at fucking 50, bro.
Nah, for real. And then you wonder why. Like, bro, when you look back, you're like, yeah, you fed your body a lot of bad shit. You know,
yeah, you
so.
Was up at 3 in the morning eating fucking McDonald's and shit after a show.
Eating fucking lemon hot chips.
Yeah. Dude, my little brother's appendix ripped because of that shit. For eating real? Hot Cheetos, dog.
Bro, that shit happens, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I was big on Takis.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. I was very big. Like, I'll tear that shit up.
Now they say you can't fucking eat them hoes because of the red dye and shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit, bro. But they're bad, when bro. I looked into it, I said, nah, I'm good now.
Pest it, John Doe. Kill that hoe, John Doe. Now, what were you saying, bro?
Oh, yeah.
When you fuck with red dye?
Nah.
That's your favorite. You like that shit, huh?
I guess so. Yeah, it ain't fuck me up. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah. Fuck that red dye, bro. What the fuck, bro? Why they be putting all this shit? They be putting all this shit on food and shit.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of fucked up shit they put in our shit, bro.
So we got to try. We got to try to be healthy, dog. We got to try. And you doing something about it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Got to. And then you fucking staying busy. You just dropped a fucking song today.
Yeah, that's the intro to my EP that I got dropping next Friday. The EP is called Victimalize. The song that dropped today with the video is called In the End. And this EP that I got coming out, it's a whole different sound than what I usually do. You know what I mean? But I fuck with it. To me, it's hard, and it shows a whole different
in a whole lane. Different sound. Like how?
As far as like
what are you putting in this shit that
it's more passionate, more pain shit into this one, you know what I mean? I didn't do the whole trap jumping shit that I usually, you know what I mean, that everybody
knows. They
broke
your heart or what, though?
Huh?
They broke your heart.
Back then, you know, not now, but back then, you know what I mean? I guess that's what the hell you know what I mean, had to let out, I guess. You know what I mean? It's just something real different though. Like, it's something I just want to give the people. You know what I mean?
Put some soul into it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. And how many songs is that?
That one's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think 6 or 7.
6.
I think it's 7. Let me make sure. It's In the End, By Distance. Damn, what's the next one called? Oh, AMG Baby. That one's hard. I think that one's gonna do great. And then number 5, Victimalize. Yeah. And then the next one is Wish I Had You, and then the last one is Nothing Lasts Forever.
You got features on that?
Yeah, I got features from my boy Jalen. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, that's one underrated creative motherfucker that when people see, bro, and hear that song and hear him, he's on two of them. He's on Distance and AMG Baby, and he's talented, bro. Just a lot of people don't know about him yet. He hasn't really pushed himself yet, but this is help showcasing him too, you know what I mean? Like, this motherfucker got it all. You know, hell yeah, bro. Like, I fuck with him. And then I got Animes on the track. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody been fucking with her. And then my boy JR that I've been doing the QPM shit.
And you already worked with Animes, right?
Yes. We got a song called Kill For It. That's one I did with her.
And this is gonna be y'all second project together.
The second song that we did, but I believe we finna start working on a project, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yeah. So you know what I mean? That one's gonna be badass. Hell yeah. I fuck with her music. She's tough.
Yeah, nah, she is, no doubt. And you said and JR too?
Yeah, JR, yeah. A lot of people been wondering where my boy at. He just been working low key, you know what I mean? So you know, but yeah, he definitely he crashed that motherfucking song that he jumped on. When he heard the beat, he was like, "Bro, let me just do this.
He's cold, bro. I was just listening today. I was riding around running errands and shit, and I put your music on.
Yeah,
and I was listening to that whole is it the Slide? I think.
Yeah.
He's Slide. On that right.
Yeah, he's on the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just had that shit playing, bro. I just kept going song.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, he hard too. Like, he don't be dropping really shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not that he, I mean, he probably do, but we just don't.
He's got a project coming. I'm not too sure when he's going to drop it. I think he pushed it back. He probably might start off the year strong. I'm not too sure when, bro, to be honest. But the project he got definitely hard. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I mean, you got a lot of shit going on. Yeah, so it's like, bro. Dog. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing he's been patient with. You know what I mean? He's just like, bro.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't know, like, your mind is on all this shit already. Like, you know, you was doing the, you always doing shows and shit. Yeah. Just drop this song.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
And then you was doing the thing with, I have a brain fart.
You talking about Hard Body Kiati.
Kiati, fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna have to edit that shit like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah. Kiati. Hard Body Kiati. Yeah, he had a showcase at Kelly Kitchen.
He does it every Monday. Yeah. Well, not the showcasing, but it's something that he does every Monday. But that day, it was a showcase for 5,000. And shit, I don't know, I forgot how many people entered, but I was the only essay. I was the only essay in there. Hey, but I turned that bit. Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? We went in there wild in that motherfucker. If you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Hell,
but
yeah,
like we turned that bitch up. Hell yeah, the cash money prize was 5,000 for the win.
And how many people was it?
For sure over 15.
No shit.
Yeah, for sure. I would say probably about 20 people.
And you was in that whole dancing and shit.
Yeah, doing my thing. Doing what I do, bro.
Oh, and you had gone viral too for some shit, right? Where you was dancing and shit?
Yeah, yeah. That was at Chris Brown's concert,
Chris Brown's
bro. Yeah. That was in like 2019, bro, before the whole rap shit even started.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. That shit. That shit was at the Toyota Center in the packed out stadium, bro.
Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I was in the hall, I mean, on the stairway dancing, bro, and Shorty tried to throw her ass on me. And my girl came out of nowhere, you know what I mean? The skirt, you know what I mean? Skirt the hell out, but that was a funny ass moment, bro. There's so
that
many people
was,
that talk about
crazy.
That video, bro. That shit was funny, I ain't gonna lie. I remember
that's
that
funny.
Shit. I wish I would have capitalized on it. I didn't, but it's all good. We here.
How
now.
Would you have done it?
Shit, to be honest.
What would you have done different?
Shit, I would have started the YouTube channel.
Right there and then.
Hell yeah. With my girl. Just because we already was doing a lot of shit. Like, we traveled
and everything.
You just dancing
at random ass places.
Hell
and
yeah. Just do a bunch of goofy
the same
shit,
just somewhere else.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? That's how they do it, bro. And
hell
shit. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And you'd be surprised, bro. I remember my stories and views. Like, that shit was crazy, bro. I was like, God damn. You know what I mean? Because that shit was everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was people from all over the world tapping in this shit. That shit was funny. They played that hoe on Ridiculousness.
Funny.
Yeah, we got paid for that shit.
No shit.
Yeah, they played it on there. I got the clip on my phone. I believe I need to find.
And what
it.
They emailed you or what? They're like,
yeah.
We want to use your video.
Yeah, yeah.
So they hit you up before they used it.
Yeah, they have.
Okay,
because
I always wonder like, how do they just fucking grab these videos?
Yeah,
like,
for the big things like that. Well, really, anywhere's, bro. Like that was another thing I wish I would capitalize on too. Like instead of all these blogs, like oh I'll tag you. I should have been like shit. 5,000 to post this hoe, you know what I mean, type shit, or you know what I mean, or 10,000, you know, because, shit, this is how people get paid, bro. You'd be surprised, like,
yep.
And they getting paid because they getting all them views and all that shit, like, you know what I mean,
hell
they getting
yeah.
money, and it's like, you ain't really get shit off of it, but,
right.
ridiculous, but big companies and shit, yeah, they got an image.
How much
image.
They paid you?
Oh, I can't say, but it was
you
cool.
Damn, they tell you not to say that.
Yeah, you know what I mean, it's all in the contract, you know what I mean, so, it was cool, though, you know what I mean? That's a good blessing. Shout out. What's my boy? Rob. There you go.
Rob.
Shout out to Rob.
They going to have you on that whole night.
Nah, for real.
Like, y'all need to hit up Tilo and be like, have him on the fucking couch and
shit.
Yeah,
come out there and do the dance.
Yeah, come out there and do the dance. Do it live on him.
I'll do it, bro. No problem. You know me. I love to entertain the crowd, bro. This should be fun.
Hell yeah.
This is me being me. Just having
hell
fun.
Hell yeah, bro. And shit. And then, yeah. You be dancing. You ever do, like, contests and shit? Like,
back then I did.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I won a Crank That Soulja Boy contest.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was at Sharpstown Mall. So my dad was
working. And this was a while ago because he said Sharpstown Mall.
Bro, yeah, bro, dead ass, bro. Dead ass, they had a couple. It was actually the 97.9.
Wait,
think.
You was little and shit? How old were you?
Bro, I was
like
nine, I think, or
nine?
Eight. Probably, yeah, somewhere around there, bro.
And
you know what? The only essay in there, again, now that I think about
damn,
it.
Damn, bro.
Yeah,
so what,
bro.
You just grew up dancing, bro. Your dad
yeah.
was like, dance, nigga.
Yeah.
like,
basically,
dance,
nigga, and that shit was just in my body, just going, nigga.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
body, you know what I mean? But... Nah, my dad used to dance a bit, but my uncles would break dance too. You know what I mean? So they taught me a little bit, but I just...
So it's just in your blood.
Yeah. Dead ass. But I had the extra shit, you know what I mean? I could do all the groovy shit. I could do all the...
You're like, I'm
shit.
Better than them, though.
Basically. Basically. You know what I mean?
Damn. So, okay, you was at Sharpstown Mall.
Yeah. So I called my dad. Before I got there, I called my dad. I was like, hey, they having this contest. He was at work. I was like, hey, they having this contest. Can
How'd
you
know
me?
About it?
I think I heard it just on the radio or some shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I just had the radio and I heard
that.
Yeah, bro. And I called him. And he was just like, bro, if you don't win this fucking contest, I'm going to be pissed. Woo-dee, woo-dee, woo. I was just like, bro, just take me, bro. And keep in mind, we live in Greenspoint. So he had to leave where he was at, come pick us up in Greenspoint, and take me over there. And I went in there, bro. My dad signed up real quick, and he told the people, like, hey, my son wants to do this contest. I'll be right back. I got to finish up this work. Woo-dee, woo. They're like, nah, you good. And by the time my dad came back, the concert was over, they're like, hey, your song won. That was great. Yeah, yeah. So I got tickets to, it was Chris Brown's concert. It was him, Bow Wow, Soulja Boy.
Ironic.
Yeah.
And then later, I met
Soulja Boy, got an autograph and shit from him and shit.
Now you gotta meet Chris Brown.
Nah, for real. But that'd be like a dream collab, you know what I mean? I don't know, bro, like that, so you know what I mean? Whether I could meet bro like that, that'll be cool. But just as music wise, I wouldn't mind making a song with him at all. That'd be a dream collab, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just to do what we do. And you know what I mean? Even have a dance probably together. Yeah. Like, that'd be like,
So you had to do the Soulja Boy dance.
The crank that Soulja Boy when that was popping. Yeah. And I won.
And you won that hoe.
And I got tickets to that concert. And it was to meet Soulja Boy, get an autograph. You know what I mean? A picture and shit. So I need to find that. Damn. It's on.
You don't have the footage?
Damn. Hell no. I ain't got that for sure.
You think you could still like pull off a Soulja, the crank that?
Hell yeah.
We're gonna have to do that.
The TikTok people couldn't fuck with us.
We're gonna have to do that after the fucking episode. We're gonna go to the back and you're gonna fucking do it, bro. And we're gonna see. We're gonna send it to Soulja Boy and be like, he still got it.
No, Soulja Boy ass, he might spaz out on that motherfucker.
He's gonna be like, remember this 9-year-old boy?
He probably know that motherfucker. He's like, man, hell.
He was like Sharpstown.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Fuck you talking about? Sharpstown Mall, bro. I don't even think they up no more. They up anymore?
Yeah, but it's barely. What's that place? What is it called now? Plaza Americas.
Ah, you're right.
Plaza Americas.
You're right.
Johnny Dang still in the hell, I think.
That hell don't look the same, though.
Nah.
It's all over.
I don't think I've ever been there since they changed the name.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I haven't.
But I'm sure. Is Greens Point even open?
Hell yeah.
That shit's open, bro? They got in there fucking Dollar General.
Nah, shit. Motherfucker, it's shit. You know what I mean? They got the little bullshit jewelry stores. I don't know why. all them hoes is open.
How they staying alive, bro?
I don't even know, bro.
How these motherfuckers
I ain't gonna lie. You ain't gonna see me with it. But if you walk in that bitch, it's mainly bullshit jewelry stores. You know what I mean?
Shit.
And then you said you got like the trapping clothing in there. You know what I mean? Some shit that costs 300-400, you know, a couple hundred, you know what I mean? So, you can catch me in that motherfucker sometimes. Yeah.
I haven't been in there in shit. It's been.
Go get you some streetwear real quick, bro.
It's been
bro.
A decade, bro.
I used to work at the Foot Locker back when I was like a senior in high school. Hell yeah. If you know, you
Greens know. Greens Point Mall used to be all right, bro. It used to be decent.
When they had the theater? When they added the theater, bro, the hell was really jumping. I ain't gonna lie, because I used to be up there, yo.
I used to go there before they did that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, back then. It was because, like, I grew up, like, in Trinity Gardens and, like, Northline.
Yeah.
So, like, the closest mall to us
was
Northline Mall. Columbus, and that shit was, like...
Magic Johnson Theater.
What Greens Point is now, probably.
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, if you wanted to go to a better mall, you'd probably make that drive to Greens Point and go to that mall. Mm-hmm. They had the fucking hood fucked up the theater, man.
The theater was actually cool, bro. The seats was cool. It wasn't actually bad. It was actually nice.
And they don't have that no more?
Man, shit.
The movie theater?
Nah.
Since when?
I think they shut the shit. It had to be COVID. Some years now. Probably. Damn, probably, bro. Yeah.
No, that theater was decent. That was a good theater.
I was at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey. Little badass.
So you from Greens Point?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Born and raised.
Yo.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about Greens Point?
Shit, Greens Point.
You love Greens Point?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Greens Point will bring that man out of you, dog. You gotta be a dog in there. You just gotta be a dog just in case you ever get tested. You know what I mean? You got knuckleheads. You have knuckleheads everywhere. You know what I mean? It's just like every other hood. So you just gotta stand on what you stand on. You know what I mean? Me, I never play like gangster. You know what I mean? That's never like been me. Me, I just always been me, but I just knew how to fight, too, you know what I mean? So, when niggas would test me, they'll be surprised, because I'm always the goofy dancing motherfucker. But
you
when
dance
it comes
while
to
you
that,
fight.
Nah, you fuck around to kick your ass.
Fighting.
Nah, that's just a whole nother me, you know what I mean? That's why people really fuck with me, though. When I was able to show people in school, shit, back in, like, I think Teague, it was my first fight in school, and then that's when they knew, like, okay, you're not a regular essay. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, people really fuck with me after that. You know what I mean? The long way. So, you know what I mean? Damn. Just me being me, though, bro.
Yeah.
I don't try to cause trouble or nothing. That's not me. But you will get your ass beat.
You a peaceful cat, yeah.
Nah, yeah, for
it's
sure.
Like, you're like Bruce Lee, man.
Yeah, you could pretty say. You know what I mean? Stone, quiet ass killer, bro. Y'all kind of am, bro. You know what I mean? Just a quiet ass killer, bro.
That's dope, bro.
I can't kick like that nigga, though. Nah, hell nah.
But you can dance like that, eh?
Hell yeah. You can't fuck with me. Nah, fuck with shit.
Damn, bro. So your dad used to also break dance?
Man, that nigga said he did, but I don't know if I seen it. I don't know.
See, that'd be great content right there. Yeah. Like, you fucking battle your dad.
Yeah. I'll fuck him up. Nah, I fuck him up. My dad, yeah. But like I said, he said he did. I ain't never seen him go nothing too crazy. I seen him hit like a couple windmills or something. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy. Now, my uncle said, them niggas be talking to spin on their head and shit like that, but... pop lock here and there. So I was able to put like a little bit of everything together. And then, of course, coming in the generation I came, I just had my own groove and perfected all that
and
shit.
And what made you want to dance? Like,
damn, I don't know. Honestly, what? I don't know what made me want to dance.
You just started dancing one day?
Yeah, like I just seen this shit and I was just like, man, I like that shit. But I just always caught on so quick too. Like, crank that. So you'd be surprised if people really couldn't do that shit. You know what I mean? I caught on like that to like Dougie. You know what I mean?
What's your favorite one?
Shit.
What's the greatest dance of all time, bro?
Oh, damn. I don't know of all time. It's got to be some Texas shit. Like,
well, at least in your timeline.
Honestly, in my timeline, the greatest dance to really do was the Dougie, because you could do it to every fucking thing.
The Dougie.
Yeah, bro. Like, you could do it to beats now, bro. You could just cash the hell, you know what I mean? But you used to... put your own little shit into it and just be groovy with it, you know what I mean? And then I'll be breakdancing and shit, so I'll be like, I'll start ticking, like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, I used to love doing that shit, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just me being me. My favorite thing, though, now that you say that, the dance, was me crumping. And that's because, yeah.
Crumping?
Yeah, and that's more like the West Coast shit.
Which one was the crumping? I can't remember that.
That was like more like Stomp the Yard type shit. Watch the movie Stomp the Yard with Chris Brown and them. Was that got shot? Yeah, we're gonna get we still need to get back on that.
You could
shit.
Do it right now.
What, like crumping and shit?
Yeah.
Well, not in this little bit of area, no. But not yeah. But I could definitely do the crumping shit. I love that shit.
Yeah.
You know, hell yeah. But I used to just because I could do that and do all kinds of other shit. I used to mix it all together, bro. And niggas would be like, "Damn, like this nigga." Like I used to make this shit look so nice. Like I would always practice.
You know what just came to my head?
What?
Like a movie, like you're like based on you, and you're like Greens Point,
yeah,
and you just fucking dancing, right? That's the fucking plot to your movie, bro. And you're dancing, bro, and you're like in this fucking you gotta do this fucking this contest, bro,
yeah,
because something, bro, because your dog has cancer,
yeah,
and you have to pay for his fucking his shit, bro, right?
Yeah.
So you got to do this contest to win this money, and you're dancing, bro.
Yeah.
And we could probably put Omarion on that hole.
Yeah. Damn, you know that'd be crazy.
And, like...
get people like that, like some actual real-life dancers, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Or we could do, like, my peoples needed the rent, bro. They needed the money, dog. My family, you know what I mean? Type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. That probably be a bad
you know
movie.
What I'm saying?
I ain't
gonna lie. It's based in Greens Point, and you win the contest. And you're
used to have
the
dancing shit in
Greens
Point.
That's a movie right there, bro. That's a movie.
That's a classic. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Coming soon to the Greens Point Theater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Only in Greens Point, too.
Would you make a movie? Like, you think you'd be a good actor and shit?
Hell yeah, because I like doing that.
You'd be rapping, you'd be dancing, so you can probably do a movie, right?
Yeah. I'm an acting ass motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know, bro. I just like movies overall. Like, scary movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Woo, Rush Hour 2.
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour 2.
Oh, why 2?
Because that motherfucker funny, bro. That shit's so funny, dog.
Bro, Chris Tucker is like one of the best comedians. Like, if you look at his old comedian, like his comedy material, bro, that shit is fire, dog.
Yeah, bro.
And then he, like, became a Christian or whatever.
Yeah, he really switched up. That's why he didn't want to do the
But I think he could still be funny, bro. Like, even when he don't try to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've seen him in a few movies where he's, like, already, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Rush Hour 3 when he's older and shit.
Yeah, Rush Hour 3. There was another one, though. He's, like, an addict or some shit. Oh, it's, like, a serious movie, but, like, the motherfucker's still funny, bro. Like, he's just a funny motherfucker, bro. Yeah.
Nah, Rush Hour 2. I could watch that shit, like, every day, bro. That shit funny as hell. There's just so much to it, bro. It's just a lot of funny-ass comedy, though.
Have you seen his Michael Jackson impression?
Yeah. That shit is great though, bro. Like he be spot on with that shit, bro. Like he actually look good doing that shit. Tell me I'm lying.
I wish we could pull that shit up, but this motherfucker would have to get the computer all the way over here. That shit is fucking badass though, bro. I'm like, goddamn it. He's one of my favorite comedians, but
yeah.
I wish they would do another Friday. With him in it.
They were supposed to, but I don't know. They probably just let it go at this point.
Yeah, it's too late. They're all old as fuck. Yeah. They super old.
Really, but like you said, he switched up and stayed to it, though. Him being a Christian and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, that's really what it was.
Yeah.
I wish he would have done it, though. I think we all would have wished he would have done that
right.
shit. That's another classic, though. Friday? Or so next
you
Friday?
So, you think people get, like, less funny or like less creative when they become religious? Like somebody that's great, right? And then they just become religious. And like, do you think that like hurts their craft?
Damn. I would want to say yes, you know what yeah. I mean? But I respect it, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of shit I believe in, but I'm not a super religious person, you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit I be questioning too, but I guess we'll all find out later why. You know right. what I mean? So, I just like shit. I just wish we all be better in this world. You know what I mean? Well, right. we're all human, and automatically, you being human, you're going to make a mistake in life. Right. You know what I mean? I think if we actually learn from our mistakes, bro, the world will be a lot better. There's a lot of evil shit going on.
We can only hope, man. We can only hope.
Yeah, because shit, when we actually bring kids out, you know what I mean, in this world, yeah. they going to have to deal with that shit. You know what I mean? It's like, damn. Do I want them dealing with that
we
shit?
We just gotta, like do what we can, like, what we have control over, like, yeah. and then just do it. Like, we gotta be the change we wanna see.
Yeah, no, for
That's
sure.
That's all we can do, really.
No, for sure.
We can't change the world.
I honestly wanna change a lot about Greens Point, you know what I mean? And hopefully make it just better to what it is. I respect what it is, you know what I mean? It's the hood and shit. You can't really change the hood about it, but if I could bring a lot more better shit, like, courts and shit like that, like make the kids just want to do more positive shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. To let them know like there's a lot more different life to the shit. Even if you go play overseas, people don't realize how much money you can make. Even if you bro, Not even if you show. Made $300,000 a year playing basketball, that's
well,
you know
played
I mean?
Basketball.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I can play yeah. ball. Yeah, oh, shit, I had to been in hood, nigga. But we had to shoot with fucking like the fucking shopping carts, bro.
Yeah.
You ever play basketball like that
with shopping carts?
Yeah, we had to flip it. And put it
nah,
on the
I mean,
gate.
I grew up in the hood, but we always had a basketball court. Like, maybe it didn't have the fucking, it was just the rim.
Yeah, it didn't have no net. Yeah. Nah, bro, but, like, being in Greenspun, bro, we had to get the shopping cart, and we had to flip it and put it on the gate. And the little shit where, like, you sit down, you have to push it back, and it'd be a hole. And the only way you make it is if you had, like,
But
a
yeah,
shot.
Y'all didn't have, like, a park? You didn't have, like, a park around?
Shit, we did, but they didn't have no court.
No?
Nah, just like open field.
That's
and
crazy.
Little slides.
You see, like growing up, I always felt like Greens Point was like nice.
We had the church though. We had like the we had the church to go to, but shit, my people wasn't letting me go to the church.
Bro, so what you had like a church that like would host basketball and shit, they'll feed you on shit? Cause I had that, like I remember there was a church on Rittenhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what church you're talking about.
On Rittenhouse?
Yeah, yeah.
In the north side? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to go like Thursdays and shit.
Yeah, they wouldn't feed us and shit, but it'd be like open church. You know what I mean? Go in there and play, run games and shit. But my parents won't let me go. It'd be on my ass. I used to be at the parking lot getting my ass in trouble, bro. So I was a badass little kid.
What were you doing?
Just fucking going being a kid. You know what I mean? Just
that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Because it was the hood. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, me and the kid. I ain't know no better. I wouldn't think nobody would fuck with us because us being a kid, but now to think about it, shit, anybody. You know what I mean? It's just,
right.
It's just being
yeah.
in the hood. It's like, if you live there, it's like, damn. Even when I drive by now, that's shit, I drive by there a lot, and it's just like, shit, bro. We used to be here. You know what I mean? I'm glad I'm not there now. I mean, it's a lot going on, but it's like, damn, bro. I lived through this shit, and it's crazy just looking at it now. It's like, damn, what can I do for it to be better? You know what I mean? So I can't wait to really just get back like that. You know what I mean? Like
get
Thanksgiving
back,
and shit like that.
It.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I want to do. That's the least I can do as far as my community. You know what I mean? And we'll see what we can plan out further down whenever
get
that
back.
Time comes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. And when's your project come out? Next month? No, next week?
Well, next month because it's on the first too. But yeah, next Friday, December
next Friday.
1st. Yeah.
The whole EP.
Yeah, that one's called Victimalized. Like I said, that's just bringing a whole new
new more sound, new more like more industry soundish. I would say, you know what I mean, and showing a whole another me, and just a lot of people that go through shit will probably feel that one.
Yeah, and you ain't even been making music that long, huh?
Nah, bro, I literally just.
How long you been making music?
Shit, not even 2 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've always been around it because of my dad, you know what I mean? But I never did the
what
music
made you
want
to start doing music?
Shit, I don't know, bro. I just, man, let me hop in the
you
booth.
You just started, like, freestyling and shit?
Yeah. Well, I was with my boy Jay a lot, and he was already doing the music.
He was already doing it.
Yeah, so I kind of picked it up more when he was doing it. But, like I said, my dad was around, like, he would produce and rap and shit. So it's always been in me, I guess you could say, because I've always been around it, but I just never, like, oh, I want to rap, you know what I mean? I just, like, shit. Let me say what the fuck I gotta say, you know what I mean? And just go from there and have fun with it. And that's why I do all the dancing shit, you know what I mean? That's just me being me. Everybody knows me as that, you know what I mean? So
I'ma
always do it. I ain't
gonna always
lie.
Gonna do that shit.
Until the good Lord decided, nah, I ain't got no legs no more. I'ma always do some shit, you know what I mean? So
damn, bro.
Just have fun.
And so, like you said, you should have hopped on that wave and did the YouTube channel and all that shit. Have TikTok now and all that shit.
Now I do. I don't be using it that much. I wish I did because I already went viral on that hoe too. I just, you know what I mean. But that TikTok shit, it's like another job too. You know what I mean. As far as me doing just, music and shit, it's like, man, I really ain't got time.
Just like
for that
each
shit.
Song you drop, like just put a TikTok video.
That's what I need to do. That's what I see a lot of people be doing it. They steady be playing their songs over and over and over. And I get it. Like it helps them and shit. But it's just like.
This
is the new shit we gotta do now. You know what I mean? I hate it, bro. Like that shit like that is like
how
I feel like you're not working for
it. It's
my
just
nigga,
to stay
like,
on the algorithm and then boom, you just popping on everybody's shit and the next thing you know that you back on ridiculousness.
You got a point there though.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I mean?
Like, cause I see it. I see it. I even see you in the movie, bro.
I appreciate
that
it,
movie
bro.
Of you dancing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That one, I ain't gonna lie, probably that one.
That
one for sure,
movie,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my cut, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just made a movie.
Bro. Stay tuned, bro. We ain't bushing. Nah, for sure. I ain't gonna lie, I do too. You know what I mean? When that time comes, we'll see. Hopefully your boy career take off sooner than later. You know what I mean? That way I get that going in the prime and still look good. You know what I mean?
So you looking to get signed?
If it makes sense. You know what I mean? I'll stay independent.
Or what's your goal in life?
Well, really, since I've seen so much success in the rap shit, it's really just to make it. And when I mean make it, though, it's just like enough to where, like, I don't give a fuck about being the richest off doing it because I'm going to have fun doing it regardless and whether the money comes. You know what I mean? That's why I was like, whether the Lord blesses me on that, he does.
Right.
But there's always shit that's coming for me to get blessed from the game. You know what I mean? So me, I just have fun with it. I just want to take care of my people. You know what I mean? Hopefully build, like, a community for my peoples. You know what I mean? Like, my family, like, my brothers, because they always ride with me since day one, since I started the shit. You know what I mean? My brothers, my cousin. My family, of course. My peoples. Me and my girl, of course. And, like, closer homeboys and my girl's family. You know what I mean? Like, that's my ultimate goal. Just build a community where I took care of y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about shit. Put y'all in a great position. You know what I mean? And you can go from there. That'd be my thank you, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as them rocking with me. You know what I mean? And just have fun. Like I said, that's just always been me. Just have fun, bro. That's going to get me where I need to go. That's why, you know what I mean? That's why I started headlining this shit and doing shit like that. I ain't going to lie. Watch when I headline Rolling Loud. People ain't going to believe it, but watch.
Hell yeah.
Watch when I do that shit.
That's going to be live, bro.
Hell yeah.
But another business thing right here. You got to make sure that say just have fun.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
People forget that shit.
Survive. Just have fun. That's why I got this tattoo right here. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Like, you gotta not forget to enjoy life.
A lot of people do. They
just
try to
sit back, sit and enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Just,
a lot of people try to do something they're not, and that's what gets them fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people try to always hop on, like, the next trend and the next wave. Like, to me, I don't know what's the next trend, next wave. To me, it's just like, man, I'm doing my own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just that. People fucking with it. People like it. And I'm going to just go with it from there.
Hell, you know
what I mean? So, ain't no other essay dancing and shit like me, though. So, I know I'm probably one of the first that's really coming out with shit like that. You know what I mean?
You got
a
point there.
People don't like it. And I don't really give a fuck, though.
What? People don't like what?
People, you know what I mean? The people that hate motherfuckers that really know how to dance and shit.
They don't like that you dancing?
Yeah. It's always the people that don't know how to dance that got something to say about the dancing motherfuckers. It's
what
just like,
saying?
Bro. It's a lot of shit, bro. Like, you go on Food Community and they have posted me? What they posted?
Oh, like in the comments, people were talking shit?
Yeah, bro. What I was just saying? Like, damn. I don't even remember every fucking comment like that. I'll be trying to stay off that shit. You know what I mean?
I want
to
know.
But shit, that food community got that motherfucker on there, bro.
Hey, look up food community. No.
Look that shit up,
go
bro.
Go to those posts.
Yeah, bro.
Damn,
they,
bro.
They don't like that dance and shit, bro.
It's but a bunch of, like, honestly, Cali motherfuckers.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really what it is, though.
Hey, fool, I don't like how he's dancing, fool.
Yeah, bro. It's like,
he's
hey,
making
fool.
Us look bad, fool. We don't dance, fool. Is that what, all out of that shit?
And like, look at this fool doing shit I can't do.
He must be from Texas, fool.
Yeah, type shit, bro. Yeah. It is a Texas thing, bro. You know what I mean? We dance down here, bro.
We cultured, bro. We cultured. Yeah. But, hey, bro, we got a little more flavor than most SAs in America.
I would say, yeah. You know what I mean? I think, yeah, because, like, the SAs that actually could dance down here. Because I'm not the only one. You know what I mean? There's a lot that can jig and groove and shit. Like, I like what we got down here, bro. But, shit, there's a lot of different ones. You got people, like, in New York. You know what I mean? They got the little essays out that they do out there. You know what I mean? Shit, people in Cali. I ain't know, like, the Cali. I mean, not in Cali. In Chicago. I ain't know, like, the essays in Blacks was more cool than. I don't know how cool, but I seen certain shit.
I think in the West Coast, that's mostly where they tripping, bro. They be tripping, like, it's stupid.
It is, you know what I mean? But, shit, they've been raised a whole different way than we
are. Right, right,
You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's kind of hard to understand. I just wish we all get the one fucking understanding. Is this word going to be allowable? Is it not? You know what I mean? It's like, we way different. Well, down here, it's like, we know what's up. You know what I mean? Like, we be locked in, like, shit. We my closest people is Black. So, like, you see, like, my boy MB Peso, you see him on Slide and Black.
Yeah.
Like, that's my dog. Like, that's another artist. Like, that's my dog. Like, you know what I mean? That's always family. Like, we don't, you know what I mean? Shit, we don't got in fights and shit. You know what I mean? You know, shit like that, bro. Like, that's my family. Yeah. They be over at my crib, like, you know what I mean? Just doing some family shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's like I said, it's way different down here.
It's a whole different culture, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, so.
And that's what made me see that, bro. Cause like, bro, how the fuck you not going to get along? Like, especially if you grow up in a Black neighborhood, bro. Like,
it's impossible.
I grew up in TG, bro. Like, my neighbors was Black. Like, so it's like, I grew up, bro. I didn't know that nigga was offensive till I got to, like, middle school.
Yeah.
When people started tripping.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, my friends was telling me this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I had no idea.
It's hard, though, because my dad always told me, like, don't say it. You know what I mean? Like, he told me don't say it and why and shit like that. But, oh, shit, we was in school, bro. We was hearing that shit as pre-K and kindergarten. You know what I mean? Like, the Blacks was steady.
Right.
You know, look, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. So, it was steady around. And, like I said, being in Greens Point. Well, first, we stayed in the fucking, on the borough in Section 8. You know what I mean? In fucking Oak Ridge. Nothing but Hispanics and Blacks there. You know what I mean? We were there, and then we stayed in Greens Point the rest of our time, literally right down the fucking street, you know? So, but like we said, it's just, we was around the brothers so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was outside playing basketball with them, you know what I mean? And baseball and like, football. So, the shit really just grows. Like, it grows on you, bro. You try to really, you know
like
what I mean? It
friends.
Just grows on you. Yeah, bro. And then a lot of people forget, we came around the Katrina era.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people fail to realize that shit. Like, we had a lot of little shit. When they came down here, we were squabbling. Woo! Yeah. Boy, that was a fucking Royal Rumble. Those were good days, bro. Those were some good-ass days, bro.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Squabbling.
I remember them days. How old are you?
Shit, I was young, bro. I was like, damn.
How old are you now?
I'm 27 now.
27.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, around that time, bro, I remember that shit was like, I was like in the fourth grade. I was like 9 years old. Around that time, something like that, by 8, 9 years old, you know what I mean? But shit, that's when you got even closer with your peoples because niggas was, you know what I mean? They was talking about New Orleans, this and that, and we were like, you know what I mean? At that time, we were like, man, hell no, nigga, this is Houston, this is H-Town, this Greens, what's up?
But a lot of them dudes are still here, and like now they got love for
Yeah,
the
bro, that's why they fuck with
real,
us tough, though.
Yeah,
and like, that's why a lot of them people will really defend the essays. They're like, man, nah, the essays down here, them boys, you know what I mean? That you know what I mean? Those were fun. But yeah, like, a lot of people fail to realize that shit. Like, we migrated more when that happened, you know? So now it's all love, dog. You know what I mean? It's all love to our New Orleans and Louisiana people. They're my neighbors, man.
That's our neighbors.
Yeah,
bro, yeah.
So.
Fucking love Louisiana food, bro.
Nah, for real.
Cajun crawfish. Food. Some crawfish, dog. Some crawfish. You like crawfish?
I love crawfish.
You like seafood in
general? Yeah, yeah. My shorty, favorite, man, bro. She fucking tearing that shit up. Yeah. Well, I fucked up putting her on that shit. I put her on that shit, like the crab. You know what I mean?
And she be cooking that shit?
I know how to cook that shit.
Yeah, you get down on that shit?
Hell yeah, the crawfish, hell yeah. If you had it, then you know what I mean? I got to host big parties to show them what's up, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, you're going to have to let us know.
Nah, for sure. Hell yeah, bro, I get down on that shit. Oh. Love it.
What do you do that other people don't do? Or you can't give up your recipe?
I can't. It's Tilo shit. It's Tilo shit. It took time.
It took time.
You know what I mean?
Generations.
Nah, for real.
I fucked up 42 batches before I got this shit right.
Nah, I ain't never fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. One batch I made hot as fuck, bro. Yeah. But they tore it up still, but that bitch was caliente at that point. Yeah, when I first tied it, I was like, I bet that shit. I said, oh, yeah, that one pica. I know it, dude. Like, I was like, fuck, but they tore it up. But that one was hot. But other than that, yeah, like, I done got the flavor, the spice down, you know what I mean? So...
Would you be putting on your shit though? Like you be putting like sausage links and
yeah, you got to, shrimp, bro. Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yeah, you got to.
Some people be putting mushrooms. You be putting mushrooms?
It's good for the flavor wise. But you know, it's something about the mushroom
but
flavor.
But you put
then.
Them or no?
I really started to just feel like just that's to add a flavor new thing. And shit.
I feel like back then I didn't see nobody doing that.
They really didn't
that,
but I just started to. It just adds more flavor. Yeah. But to be honest, I don't eat no mushrooms.
I mean,
so
I like mushrooms, so I mean, I don't mind. Yeah. I just eat them hoes. But I feel like. My people didn't used to
man,
make them like that.
Bro,
back in the
so
day.
There's times I put like, I mean, there's not times, but I would put like some oranges in there, bro. And the oranges would just soak up all that spice. Have you ever bit an orange like from out of there?
Yeah.
Man, bro.
I put orange.
Yeah, just biting that fucking fruit out of it with that spice. It's like, ooh, that shit be on point, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I love that. I ain't gonna lie.
I love that shit, bro. Fuck. I love seafood, bro. Yep. I'm gonna have to go get some seafood after this.
Damn, I eat that shit a lot. Shout out to Lotus. Y'all got to sponsor me soon.
Lotus?
Hell yeah.
They go hard or what?
Hell yeah.
Where's Lotus? Where's that?
Well, I be in the hood, and the one I go to is on Veterans. Veterans Memorial. They got different ones, though, but that's what I be picking up at.
You know Johnny Pax?
No.
You don't?
No. Who that is?
You don't know what I'm talking about. Johnny Pax with Lizardhead Radio. Have you heard of their channel? Well, anyways, he's
I think I know
who
you're talking about. Hispanic kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met him before. The name sounds familiar. I met him before.
He's from Greece Point, bro. They got great content, bro. You should definitely link up with them. But yeah, he's from Greece Point, bro. And he be taking me to some fucking hood hibachi last time. I think it was off of Veteran. No, it wasn't off of Veterans.
What the fuck?
Like off of like Kirkendall,
right,
I think.
Yeah.
But
I think I know what you're talking about.
Cool. It was pretty cool. Yeah, he took. Yeah, but yeah. Anyways, to link up with him.
Yeah.
But
bet,
bro. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. Bet. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Nah, hell yeah.
Let's
but,
do it.
But you fucking going hard in this hole. You fucking doing your motherfucking thing.
Yeah, bro.
I had David here last time, and we was talking about like who's like he was like who's that cat at the north side? You know what I'm saying? Like we was talking about some shit like that. And I was like, man, I know you from Greens Point.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know where a lot of these cats from, but I know Migos from Aldine.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, shout out to my boy Migo, man.
Shout out to Migo, bro. I think both of y'all are like the ones, I've been knowing Migo for a long time, and he be putting in that work.
Yeah.
And then I see you just pop up on my phone, and I'm like, man, this nigga doing some work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you both of y'all steady working.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all steady
we got something cool. We just talked about some shit. We got something cool.
Oh yeah, talking about working.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's gonna be dope, bro.
Dope. Some shit for the club type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some
shit
bro.
For the culture one time.
For
you know
sure,
what I mean?
For
that
sure.
Shit finna go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah, bro. Nah, cause y'all
can't wait for that one.
Y'all making noise and then y'all combine.
Hell
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to him. He definitely doing his thing. He been grinding, bro. A lot of people don't see that shit about that, man. He be grinding. Yeah, I respect
Hell
it.
Yeah.
I respect it. Anybody that be out there grinding, put in the work, bro, you got to respect. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, he out there grinding. But working
real.
His ass off, time and money. You know what I mean? People don't understand that shit. Ooh, this shit
that
expensive. I ain't gonna lie. Who?
Migo.
Oh.
So shout out to Migo. But yeah, bro.
But
I
live a long time.
Shit, we're going to pause, and I'm going to show you some videos, all right?
But
we're going to wrap it up.
But
all right,
you know what I mean? Throw a little something together.
Hell yeah. That's gonna be live, dog. So who you be recording with?
Shit, my boy Jalen, the one that's featured on the
That's your EP. Producer?
Yeah, that's my producer.
He be making beats and shit too?
He didn't make it. He does. He didn't make any on this one, but he can. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got some coming.
So who
soon.
Makes your beats?
I don't have no one in particular. I ain't gonna lie, I got a lot of beats for Mars though. I really fuck with Mars stuff.
Mars?
Yeah.
Mars, who's that?
And Mars Beats 95. He's from
Houston?
No, he's from Houston. But the ones from Houston I got tracks with Ben Mari.
Bro, you need to fuck with Slow Life. You need to
I think I just tapped in with Slow beats. Life, if I'm not mistaken. Right at the Cap Summit, right?
Yeah, Slow's there.
Yeah, I think I just tapped in with bro.
I think y'all can
for sure.
I mean, I would put Slow there too as like one of the hardest fucking producers.
I've seen his name like, pop up on shit, so I know he's doing his thing.
And then everybody got like a Slow Life.
Who else, man? There's another man. Who else I got on this motherfucker? There's a couple names I had
as producers or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I just want to give the people the shout outs that need to give me a shout out, man. My boy Ben, I got that was popping with Ben. That motherfucker so hard, bro. When that would take, I can't wait for that one to really take off. Yeah. That motherfucker, on the stream wise, that motherfucker be doing great. Let me see, Ben Mari, my boy Mars, even though my boy's Mars not from here, my boy Mars. Shout out to Slow Life because I did tap in with bro at
Hell
the Cap Summit.
Shout out to Slow Life.
You know what I mean? Who else I got in this
movie? Mego be going hard on the production too, though.
Yeah,
he gonna be producing like a motherfucker.
People forget that he be doing a lot of his own shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
Like he's a producer. Like he runs a studio. Like he's a fucking rock star.
Baker Young. Baker Young too. You know about Baker Young?
Yeah.
So I got a track with Miss Gold. You know about Miss Gold?
Yeah.
I got a track with Miss Gold.
And Baker Young's producing that.
Yeah.
So that's already done.
Yeah.
And you gonna drop that or what?
Next year.
Next year?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
As a single?
Maybe. It might go part of a project. I don't know yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's going to be live, bro.
I got a hard-ass project together. Nah,
too.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Gold. That's gang. I ain't going to lie. Hell shout out to Miss Gold, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Shit, Slow's produced a lot of her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
another way I got tapped in with him, too.
Baker Young and Slow are on SPM's next album. So that's going
to
be...
Actually, I didn't know about that, but that's what's up. Shout out to y'all for that shit, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's major props.
Hell yeah, they both producing that whole.
Who else is on that track? What I got with Baker on? I think that's another producer on there. I want to give a shout out to him too. Damn, can't think of his name right now. My bad.
It's all good. Whoever you are, man. Shout out to you.
We'll find your hat. I'll find your hat. Don't worry about it, bro. I gotta find
you
out.
You know who
it is.
You are.
Yeah. But yeah, so, that track with Baker Young, that shit go crazy. That's a club joint.
Yeah.
We need all the big booties. Big booties.
And Miss Gold.
With Miss Gold. Yeah, Miss Gold. Miss Gold said, I want all the big booties in there. I said, bet, let's make it happen. Yeah. Now Miss Gold, she be like, go! You know? I fuck with her, though. She cool, bro.
John, pull up them videos, John. That one.
Shout out the Road Dogs. All right,
you can pick one of these, bro. Whichever one of these. Scroll down. Pick whichever one you want.
Me?
No, I'm telling.
Oh,
I'm
me.
Telling, Tello.
Me, my bad. Shit, go to sliding.
Damn, that's crazy, huh? That's there.
Go up. Right.
Sliding.
Yeah.
Click that.
This got to be hard. Oh, man.
What the fuck? She was sliding. Is that why you made that song?
Shit, I wasn't sliding like that though.
Is that just the weather's fucked up?
Bro? I don't know what she was doing.
She's just fucked up.
Damn, that shit look like that hurt, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Damn, that shit made my head hurt.
Sliding. Put another one, John.
Ain't the type of sliding I be doing. I'm a baseball nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? That type of slide I be doing.
You be playing baseball?
Yeah, yeah, that was my sport, bro. Yeah, my daughter's in softball. I tore my shit. So,
yeah.
And my junior year, and then at that time,
you're gonna be a pro, huh?
Not that is. I got a lot of people to vouch for me. I was in select ball and everything, bro. I was like, I was like the Hispanic playing with the whites type shit. You know, you got to be in the program, right? Bro. So I was one of them, bro. I had people that had to pay for me because, you know, my pops didn't have the money. But when you cold as fuck,
hell yeah, you'll get in
easily. Yeah. Like, I went to Florida because of them folks. You know what I mean? They flew me out to play for that shit, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, dog. I ain't gonna lie. That's still that was the dream right there, bro. That shit still hurts to this day that happened, and I couldn't just go further on with my career because I never got. Damn. I just couldn't. I didn't have the money for the
this
surgery.
This shit just got sad, bro.
No, it didn't. It did. But we here.
Oh, you know what I mean?
We here.
My boy could have been right now playing for the Marlins or some shit, dog.
I'd have been with the Strohs, man. I wanted to sign with only the Strohs. I had to do whatever I had to do, just, you know what I mean, to get on the Strohs, bro. Like, I wanted to just play for the hometown, bro. That was the dream right there, man. I love being at the games, though. That should be fun. Hell yeah.
You're a big
fan
still?
Hell yeah. Got to.
All right, so what you got in mind now? Not that one, John. That one's from old.
Oh, shit, my bad. I forgot I was supposed to be picking. Yeah.
Scroll.
Brother, pick midget.
I feel like we've seen this one. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, all right, nah, then don't pick that one.
I don't know why the other ones are not deleted.
What's Daredevil?
Play it.
Have you seen this one? I don't want to see it.
I don't think we have.
My brother got the whole neighborhood. YouTube. What? Let's show him his stunt. Oh,
play it.
Man.
Hold on, let's see. Oh, he's a daredevil.
Ain't no way, bro. Oh, my God. Bro, what the fuck, bro?
It's going to go again.
Ain't no way, dog. Damn, bro.
Shit.
Why do that to yourself, bro? See, look, I don't know what it is. As I got older, I can't just do dumb ass shit like that no more. The young me, yeah, I was a little wild, bro. But the man, hell no. Nah. I'm so thankful.
Oh,
I got it.
Fuck.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You ever been thankful for every part of your body that
yes.
you got? Like
yes.
right now, you see my fucking thumb.
Yeah.
But,
and you're like, fuck, I never been so grateful that I.
Bro, like, nah. Like, it's like a nigga can't even wipe his ass right, bro. Like, it's just like, because my shit fucked up right now.
It'd be
it's
like
all
that,
good,
bro.
Though.
I fucking fell the other day, bro. Like, last Saturday.
On some goofy shit?
Like, I fell, dog. Like, I was trying to have a birthday party for my daughter, and I'm up and down, and then, like, I fell from like three steps, bro.
Damn, going down the stairs?
Going
down. Damn.
Outside, bro, in concrete.
For
so,
real?
So, like, I fucking fell. I fucked up my ankle and, like, kind of fucked up my wrist a little bit, but I ain't even tripping on the wrist, bro. It's more my ankle. Was,
yeah.
Like, fucked up.
Yeah.
It was, like, for 3 days, it was a little swollen and shit,
ooh.
But.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got a right ankle that whole out of there. I done tore the ligaments in that motherfucker. You know, I mean, playing basketball, you roll. It'd be even fucking stepping on somebody, bro.
Yeah.
Coming down on the rebound. Oh, that shit out of there. Once you can only roll it so much before it's just like, that hoe just start doing this. That hoe finna. You know what I mean? At that point, it's like, yeah.
Fuck,
that's why I be hooping. I still be hooping, but nowadays I be like, fuck hooping. I'm going in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna go rap some shit.
Nah, for real.
What else
we
got? We
got another
one. Yeah. How many is that? Two videos?
That was a funny ass fucking video. Damn, I ain't gonna lie. I can't wait to show my brothers that shit. We're gonna have a blast laughing at that shit.
What else you got?
Go down. Go to toilet.
Toilet.
That one sound weird. It'd be the weird shit, that'd be the funny shit.
Ah, oh, it's toilet water.
No way, bro.
Oh.
Bro, what?
These kids
no
are doing
way.
Too much, bro.
Nah, bro. Y'all
these kids
tripping.
Are. Look. Oh,
oh,
these kids are doing too much, bro.
You ain't got to worry about COVID, my boy. Whoever you is, you ain't got to worry about COVID for shit.
Woo. What else we got, John?
Oh, nah, bro. That shit crazy. That shit made me want to throw up. I ain't even going to lie.
I hope the next one is even worse. I hope you actually throw up on the video.
Nah,
bro, that'd be a lot of... That'd be good content, bro.
Hell no, nah, I ain't throwing up.
Bro, that'd get a lot of likes, bro.
I ain't throwing up. Fuck that.
Bro, think
fuck
about
that.
All the likes.
That's one reason why... He said, think about all the likes.
Wait, you're going to go viral again, bro.
Nah, fuck that. I ain't going viral for
Tino
throwing up.
Tino throws up on the podcast.
Fuck no, bro.
Damages all the equipment.
Let's go with Not Today, Satan.
That one sounds good, I think.
Fuck Satan, though. We protected by God.
Fuck Satan.
Sorry. Even though I just cussed. I'm sorry, bro. Bruh.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, there's a it's a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is
she? I was wondering what the hell she was doing at first. Ain't no way. What's she smoking? I don't want
today,
none of
Satan.
It. Ain't no bro, way, bro.
Is this Costco and shit?
It's gotta be.
They're at the Sam's Club.
Yeah, something like that, bro. You see this
now.
Shit? Ain't no way.
Oh, man.
Right. I'm glad I never seen that shit in person. Next I wouldn't know what I do. I probably just mind my business like everybody else. You crazy ass lady. You crazy ass lady.
You got two more.
Go with Scooter.
Scooter.
Scooter Baduda. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That boy cold with it. Look at him.
Ooh, it's a whole circle.
And that boy going crazy. Look at him. Don't fuck it up. Oh, there ain't no way, bro. Oh, ain't no way, dog.
That,
no
right on
way
the edge
you just
too,
showed
dog.
Off like that. And,
right on the fucking edge.
Bro. Oh, man, I feel sorry for my boy Head. Oh, my boy did not just take an L like that. Damn, bro. That shit was worse than the fucking Cavaliers coming back on the Warriors, bro. Damn. Yep. I done seen a few niggas look like that. I ain't gonna lie. Shit. Oh, fuck.
Look at his hands. He got no control over nothing.
Bro, imagine how his neck feel, bro. Oh,
I hope he's okay.
Nah, for real, bro. I was fucking with it, bro. But damn. I ain't gonna lie. My ass would have probably jumped off before I got to that edge, bro.
He's a savage for that.
I don't even know what you was thinking at that point. You try to stand still and do some shit? Like, look at this.
John keeps playing that shit. He really wants to get to the... Oh, shit, the Astros are falling.
Ain't no way. See, look, your ass fell so far. You done hit the shit so hard, you done knocked the Astro shit off.
God damn, he really did fall that fucking hard.
Bro,
put another one, Jono.
Damn, bro, I can't believe that shit. How you fall that bad, gang?
Fuck.
See, look, I'm too player to get that embarrassed. Fuck that.
You ever, like, fucked up while you dancing? Like, you fell and shit?
Actually, yeah, I recently did.
Recently?
Yeah, for the very first time. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was because really the stage was small as fuck. So when I went back, my other hand couldn't push off because I was doing some breakdancing shit, right? My other hand couldn't push off because I fucking ran out of room from the stage, bro. So when I just landed back, I kind of just rolled off stage and just jumped back up and just got that whole crunk. You know what I mean? I played it off as much as I could, but I did fuck up. It's all good, though. That was the first time I really fucked up, even from that move. Like, I don't never do no shit like that. I hate the fuck up, bro. That shit's embarrassing. I ain't gonna lie. I try to be perfect, but I can't. It's all good. All right,
John, what else you got?
Damn, bro. I'm still thinking about bro hitting his head.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
That shit hurt my head. I ain't gonna
God
lie.
Works in mysterious ways.
Shit.
He probably did some whole ass shit.
Bro. That, you know what? I did not think about that, but
you're like, you
crazy,
know what? Fuck
bro.
That guy.
That's crazy, bro. I did not think about that. He probably, damn, bro.
He's
I hope he didn't do no fucked up
nigga.
Shit.
He a whole ass nigga, probably.
He probably.
He probably stole that scooter from
damn.
An old lady.
You right. I didn't think about that. Let's go with.
It's the last one.
Grandma Can Fly.
No, Nah, I think that one's good.
Oh. But grandma. You OG like my grandma? Ain't no way. Oh, bro, shit. Are you serious, bro? ain't no way that was her, bro. There's no way that was grandma, bro. First of all, she bricked up already looking like that. I'm in love with that coco. Bro, there's no way. Bro, I don't think that was a grandma, bro. I'm one of the ones that don't really pay attention, bro.
This is
bro.
A fake?
Yes, bro. This got to be.
They just get us?
Slow it down some more. I'm one of the ones I really pay attention to the shit.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
On the spot. I investigate better than the FBI. You going to play with me? Let me see. Keep going. Keep going, bro. I want to know.
That's a man, bro.
See, y'all is some it? Bullshit. But yeah, that's a man, bro. That ain't grandma.
That ain't grandma.
Hell nah, that ain't grandma.
Damn, they got us, dog. Fuck this video, bro. I'm going to let you get another one just for that shit. Because that's some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
They fucking got us, bro.
See, that's how much you got to stand on, bitch. I'll be on 10. I'll be on point every time.
Dog. Fuck that
who
shit.
Else gonna, who else going to point that out?
We're going to have to fucking put a complaint on these.
Let's go to one of these replay ones.
Oh, no, those are probably not going to. Oh, no, the October one probably will.
Oh, I see something about. Oh, man, somebody getting knocked out.
Which one?
That one.
The October one will be, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be crazy. This is going to be good. Bro, ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way, bro.
What the fuck? What the fuck? You said somebody's gonna get knocked out.
Oh, man. I look at this guy, my name is Jay. I'm lying on the camera cut.
Oh shit! I said it's gonna be a good one. I said this shit finna go crazy. I'm thinking somebody finna get sprayed down or something. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. When I see the video, I said, "Oh, they gonna try to kick down this door. They finna get sprayed down or something."
Hey, this bro, is mad, I ain't gonna lie. Bro. I thought it was that too. I thought it was that too.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. He set me up, bro. That shit was, bro. Ain't no way, bro. That's wild, fam. Ain't no fucking way. Who the fuck just do that, bro? Like,
why did he do that, bro? Why did he do that?
I don't know, but that nigga ain't from here. Because, god damn, bro.
He's an Amazon worker.
Bro. Bro, Amazon, yeah.
Why would you want to wipe your ass on a fucking...
Bro. Oh, bro. That shit, I ain't gonna lie, fam. Nigga can't never touch the stairwell the same again,
don't do
bro.
It, bro. I never Woo! Do. Fuck that shit.
Oh, shit.
People are crazy like that, dog.
Yeah, damn.
What the fuck? I never, man.
Nah,
fuck.
You knew that shit.
I mean, no, I didn't. I honestly thought that was that dude that...
Oh,
the people
shit,
that
want to
fix their your
I
house.
I thought bro was finna get sprayed down. I see this shit, bro. That shit. Oh god, bro.
Ah, fuck.
My eyes hurt.
I mean, I put some of these videos on these folders.
That was fucking funny.
But that shit was from like September or October. So even if I did, like, I hadn't. I try to name them as close as I can to what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, fuck, that was a...
What was that file name, bro?
It's just Road Dog Clips.
Oh, shit.
Road Dog Clips, yeah.
That was wild, I ain't gonna lie. That was wild,
Road
bro.
Dogs, man.
That was wild,
oh,
bro.
Man. Well, shit, bro, thanks for coming, dog.
For sure.
And I hope you had fun.
Nah,
and,
I did, bro. Everything was great until the end.
I mean, you gotta go out with a banger, bro.
Oh shit, bro.
You gotta go out with a banger, bro.
Nah, nigga, my eyes hurt, bro. Literally, that shit was wild.
That
only at Road Dogs.
Some people are shit. Some people rap. Some people fucking clean their asses on the stairway, bro. And work at Amazon.
Nah, bro. Oh, Amazon, bro. Hey, buy your stocks. Get them out of Amazon.
Is this their commercial? Is this Amazon commercial?
Time. Oh, fuck no, bro. Then y'all wondering why y'all shit not getting at the doorstep on time, bro.
Hey, clean your packages whenever, when you get your packages. Bro. Clean them home. Sanitize that shit, because.
Yeah, grab the shit with gloves, bro.
Fuck.
Hey, I appreciate you, though, for sure.
Hell
bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Thanks for coming, bro. And your fucking EP is out by the time this comes out.
Yeah, so go get that. So go it's going to be out on shit. All platforms, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Go stream that shit
up. Fuck with my boy Tillo. And go stream his music.
For sure. Tello hell and his motherfucking we out.
Know what the fuck time it is.
Greens Point.
We gonna do the boy gonna dance his ass off right now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.